Jesse Allen here, being joined by Arlen Suderman of StoneX. Arlen, as we take a look at the marketplace today, looks like maybe buying some of those breaks from yesterday, a decent rally being led by that bean oil and soybean complex, as well as old crop corn. What are you seeing in this grain trade today here on Tuesday?
Jesse, you said it well. The traders are buying the breaks. We expected that they would do so. They're doing it even quicker than what I thought. Basically, when you have good, strong fundamentals, the traders, the markets still go through this ebb and flow of time. We seldom go straight up or straight down. You have these times of corrections, and particularly in this era of a lot of new traders, a lot of new money into the marketplace, it's easy to get some traders scared or whatever who don't really understand the longer-term fundamentals. You also get these momentum trades, these computers that amplify moves when that happens. Whenever things turn, they're going to trade the momentum in that direction until that momentum turns the other way. And so you get these breaks. And we had seen a few days of pressure on the grain and oilseed markets. The fundamentals really had not changed. And so therefore, people are coming back in. I thought maybe there'd be another day or two of weakness in these markets, but we're seeing double-digit gains in corn and soybeans today. Not a lot changed, other than the fact that the buyers came back to buy the breaks, and the momentum traders are amplifying the move. So certainly a lot of green on the screen today.
Also hearing some worries about dryness in Brazil, Safrinha corn areas, and that maybe has brought some buyers back into the market. Is that something you're seeing as well?
You're absolutely right about the dryness in Brazil, Safrinha corn belt. It's really the southern half that's experiencing the most stress. We expected the dryness to be in the northern half of the belt. It's actually been in the southern half. And that is a real concern. That's one reason that our team lowered their production, our team in Brazil lowered their production estimate to 105 million metric tons at the first of the month. We anticipate another drop when they update their survey-based production estimate on May 1. But ironically, the price is going up. People are talking about that dryness now as the forecasts have actually turned a little bit wetter for those areas. So again, I think it's more of a case of the money flow doing what it's doing and then the market searching for the justification, because the fundamentals didn't really change. They have acknowledged the dryness, but that dryness has always been there and it's actually improved a little bit. But one of the factors we didn't really touch on, wheat and wheat coming higher, is we're still watching the dryness in the northern plains and Canadian prairies, and even perhaps in parts of Europe as well. We are seeing some snow showers yesterday and today over the northern plains, southern Canadian prairies, but overall the trend is still dry. And the expectation, especially for Canadian prairies, is that it's going to remain dry. And that's a concern. And we are seeing an increase in the number of forecasters raising red flags about the summer Midwest growing season could lean hot and dry as well. Not all forecasters agree with that, but an increasing number of them are. All of those factors into the breaks being bought in the markets.
And real briefly, Arlen, livestock side, we're seeing a little more weakness there again today. We saw some on Monday. Hogs trying to summon back a little bit of interest, but that cattle market seems to be under pressure with corn turning higher. Any thoughts what you're seeing in cattle and hogs today?
Definitely see the feeder cattle market not liking the higher corn prices and hurting demand for feeder cattle. That's proving to be a drag on the live cattle market as well. Other than the lead April contract, which has to respect where the cash market is at, and generally the cash market has been trending higher here in recent weeks with some solid trade. Lean hogs, particular strength in the deferred contracts is they try to price in higher prices to pay those higher feed prices so that farmers don't cull their breeding herd and they continue to expand.
That's our morning comments with Arlen Suderman of StoneX. Coming up this afternoon, Brian Split from AgMarket.net joins us for our Tuesday edition of Market Talk. We'll recap today's trade and we'll talk with Brian and get his expert analysis on where things stand here as we wrap up a Tuesday of trading. This has been the Market Talk Morning Update. I'm Jesse Allen.